It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought your way this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
Good Saturday morning to you. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here in the WFIW studios as Sports Talk begins now. Pleasant Saturday morning out there, 65 degrees. Great weather here. And I tell you what, folks, it's a beautiful, beautiful September day, September 7th, 2019. So, welcome to Sports Talk. Week two of the high school football season is in the books. We'll visit with Mules coach Justin Townsend, also Edwards County coach Joe Rivers. We'll also hear from Fairfield Community High School tennis coach Jane Best and Frontier softball coach Marty Slover. But first, though, let's get you updated on the local and national sports scores as well as news as well out of St. Louis. So let's go ahead and talk about the area high school football games last night. It was Fairfield over Johnston City, 40-0. Edwards County got by Hamilton County, 14-12. Elsewhere, Cesar Valier Waltonville defeated Carmi White County, 28-14. El Dorado topped Chester, 38-14. It was CZR over Vienna Gorville, 63-8. Flora topped Marshall 26-21. It was Alney Richland County over Lawrenceville 41-6. Benton defeated Sparta 42-6. It was DuCoin over Harrisburg 47-13. Heron got past Carterville in a close one, 28-24. Nashville topped Massac County 63-34. It was Murfreesboro over Anna Jonesboro 48-8. West Frankfort blanked Pinckneyville 41-0. It was Mount Carmel over Mount Vernon, Indiana 30-24. Carbondale over Granite City 38-18. Mascoutah defeated Mount Vernon, Illinois 49-19. It was Salem topping Breeze Central 27-10. Marion over Jerseyville. Final score there was 24-17. Newton defeated Sullivan Okaw Valley in a non-conference game 31-21. Robinson defeated Red Hill 35-0. And it was Paris over KZ Westfield 45-14. Major League Baseball action last night. It was Pittsburgh over the St. Louis Cardinals 9-4. Cardinals had the lead, but Pittsburgh was able to get the lead, and they were able to get the win. Milwaukee topped the Chicago Cubs 7-1. It was the LA Angels defeating the Chicago White Sox 5-4. Major League Baseball news to report. Former St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Chris Duncan died of brain cancer. He was 38 years old. Duncan was selected by the Cardinals as the 46th overall pick in the 1999 first-year player draft. Duncan made his Major League Baseball debut with the club on September 10, 2005, and hit his first Major League home run on October 2, 2005, which proved to be the last regular season homer hit at Busch Stadium 2. 2006, Duncan was named the Cardinals Rookie of the Year. That's also the same year the Cardinals won the World Series. He was named Rookie of the Year by the St. Louis media and broadcasters after hitting a career-high 22 home runs while appearing in 90 games. Duncan's last game in the majors came on July 20, 2009, as a member of the Cardinals. After his playing career, Duncan was a local radio host with ESPN Radio in St. Louis. So that's a look at sports scores here for you in terms of both locally and nationally. Sports Talk continues here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Fairfield Memorial Hospitals Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Sisney, and Grayville. With three convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers in a thriving hospital that they already know and trust. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, and more. At the Grayville and Sisney locations, walk-ins are welcome. In Fairfield, call 842-4647.
Time now to get your swimming pool ready for the cold weather. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get your pool winterized. Have all pool equipment detached and stored, and they'll even put on your pool cover. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays, 8 to noon.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. The Mules were on the road at Johnston City last night. Again, Fairfield got the win over the Indians 40-0. Mark Turner, he caught up with Coach Justin Townsend and also Wyatt Gilbert after the game. We'd like to mention that you'll hear from Wyatt Gilbert first, followed by Coach Townsend.
Had you for 144 yards rushing, 200-yard rushing nights in a row. And, you know, I want to talk to you about that 52-yard touchdown run. Yeah, you looked like you hurdled one of the Johnson City defenders, and then there was nobody there because the two extra guys came up.
Our linemen have done – so far they've done a great job this season, and it's enabled me to get some big runs. And so on that one, they did a good job once again. So
you are really the leader of this ball club, the heart and soul of the ball club. You're starting on defense, you're starting on offense, you're returning kicks. Quite a responsibility, but you're up to the challenge.
Yeah. It's you know, that's something that, you know, it's the kind of goal you set or whatever, you know, kind of lead your team. You know, I try to lead by example, and you know, if I can do that, then hopefully they all fall behind me. And so that's what we're trying to do, be successful.
All right. As you move forward past high school, what are you looking to do?
I'm not exactly sure right now. I wish I had a better idea, but right now I just keep my options open.
So. Are you looking to play football, basketball, baseball in the next
football,
level?
Football or baseball is what my two are right now. So.
All right. Well, Wyatt, congratulations on the 144 yards, three touchdowns
Thank you,
tonight.
Sir.
We'll see you down the road.
Sounds great.
Wyatt Gilbert joining us in the booth here, one of the Mule seniors. Justin Townsend has joined us as well. And Coach, we'll let you slide on the headsets here. But Coach, again, a stellar defensive effort.
Yeah, defense did it again, played well. Had one breakdown that they got it inside the five, and defense stepped up and kept them out and were able to get another shutout for the year. You know, and I'll say this about Johnston City from week one to week two. Film-wise, they were much improved. They did a nice job offensively. And, you know, they're going to get better week in, week out. I thought, you know, maybe we came out a little flat offensively. I know we were up 28-0 at half, but it didn't feel like it. You know, I just felt like maybe we weren't coming off the ball as well as we did last week up front and sustaining blocks. And, but I thought our kids responded well in the second half and had a couple of nice drives. Still got to take care of the football. You know, we had some, a couple miscommunications on some pass plays, and we had some drops and little things like that. But that said, you know, we're 2-0. We're where we hope to be. Two shutouts. I probably wouldn't have predicted that. Was playing Cesar week one and knowing about the Brown kid at quarterback, you know, I figured he might get loose for a play or two, you know. But our defense had another great night.
I thought the defense did a great job on Brown in flustering him. You got pressure on him, and then he's throwing off his back foot. He's trying to jump and throw.
We knew watching film that he could extend plays. He does a nice job with that just because he's athletic. But at the same time, sometimes that maybe puts him in a bad situation, you know, where he's like you kind of what you said, throwing off your back foot and maybe doing some unorthodox things. But I thought our secondary played really well. I thought Colin Massey probably had his best game as a Mule in the secondary. You know, so I'm proud of our kids. I think our kids know that there's some things that we can improve upon if we want to get to where we want. You know, want to get far as postseason, but you know it's a win and we move on. And next week's a big one for us at Chester.
Offensively, that connection between Landon Zerlini and Kane Hixonball is looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, they're doing some nice things. You know, the touchdown pass was not something that we had worked on. We ran a speed out and we kind of set it up and then ran a chair route and made a nice play. We had the play action pass. It was. Or in the second half, it was a play that we had tried to run in the first half, and we didn't execute it well, so we thought we'd come back and try it again in the second half, and it was much better in the second half. And that play, you know, the reason Kane was open is because Luke Dagg ran a good crossing route and drew the attention. And that's what some of our guys are learning, that, you know, in the passing game, you may not always get the ball, but you're going to be making the play that allows the play to develop the way that it should. And, you know, our guys are doing a nice job with that, and we're going to continue to work on that. So
now you get a day or so off, and then your attention turns to Chester and the long drive
right
over to the west side of the state.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I know they got a lot of speed. Looking at the score, it looked like El Dorado was going to beat them pretty handily, which is a little surprising to me with the team that I saw that they had this summer. So it'll be interesting to see what happened there. But, yeah, anytime you go to Chester and play, it's usually a heck of a football game. And I know that they have a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, and they're going to be amped up to play us.
All right. Coach, again, thanks for the visit. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the W.
And that was Mules head football coach Justin Townsend. Also, Wyatt Gilbert, one of the seniors for the Fairfield Mules and one of the leaders on the team. Again, the Mules getting the win over Johnston City 40-0. Again, Fairfield will take on Chester on the road. That'll be on Friday, September 13th. Game time is 7 o'clock. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Still more interviews to come.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile treadwear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Well, Edwards County, they got to taste a little home cooking last night as the Lions hosted Hamilton County. Lions got the win over Hamilton County squad. Dave Rigg, he spoke with Coach Joe Rivers after the game.
Joe, I'll tell you what. It's a good thing I don't have heart problems, because I'd be having a heart attack right now.
I think I did have one.
I'll tell you what, Joe, I got to be honest. It didn't look good there for a while, the way they were running that football against us.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. They actually, I'll give them a lot of credit. Over the last 3 years, 3 years ago, they were just not an enjoyable team to play. They did a lot of stuff that just wasn't very good within the confines of the rules. And the coach they have now has turned that completely around. The kids are a lot better on the field, and they play a lot better, and they're becoming quite a solid football team. We still got to do better. We still haven't played a good game yet this year, I don't think. And I think we got to shore it up this week and come out and play a much better game next week, and we'll go to 2-1.
Well, the thing of it is, though, even though they were running the ball very well against us, when it counted, they didn't get the job done.
Correct. 100% correct. Yeah, we stood strong when we had to there at the end. A lot of fortitude shown out of our kids, and I'm real proud of them for that, because, you know, we were kind of down after that last touchdown they scored, and we came back and held strong.
Tonight it seemed like we had more than our share of penalties tonight that hurt us.
Yeah, I don't really want to address that.
You know what?
About 65% of them, I don't believe were there. So.
Okay.
I mean, the one with that we scored a touchdown on,
yeah,
is a perfectly 100% legal play.
Yeah.
And was called
the one that St. Ledger ran 20 some yards for.
Correct.
That was called back on an illegal motion or something like that.
Yeah, and you're allowed to go in motion laterally, and that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. So anyway, doesn't make any difference. We did pull out for the win. I'll tell you what, though. This kicker, he's going to make a difference in some ball games this year, just like he did tonight.
Yeah, absolutely true. He's got a heck of a leg. We have yet to see him kick off and kick it deep, but he can kick it into the end zone.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get him squared away to where he's a little more comfortable kicking off the tee, and we'll be in business all around on the kicking game.
Well, he kicked those extra points, and there was no doubt. I mean, it was right straight through the middle of those goalposts, and his extra point after the first touchdown and the extra point after the second touchdown, those are the two points that won the ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we got him to come out this year, and we worked with him over the summer a little bit, and the first thing he figured out how to do was kick those PATs. And that's what he's best at right now, and we're working on getting him better at the other things, and he will. I mean, I'd say by next game, we're going to see him kick it into the end zone for a touchback on a kickoff.
And I understand he had soccer background.
Yes, yes.
And that makes a big difference because he's a soccer-style kicker.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's great to have those guys.
All right, this Camden Cowger, he is one heck of a receiver, and Marcus Dennett, his passing this year is 200% better than what it was last year.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of improvement in Marcus for sure. Part of it's just growing up a little bit and getting more mature and older, and you know, what can you say about Camden? He's got really good hands. He had really good hands at the end of last year, and he's just continued that, and he's definitely, I mean, all over. Jordan Brock is very good.
Yeah, Jordan made some good catches.
They've got great hands, so, you know, we'll keep rolling with that and using him when we have to.
And Camden, on that touchdown that gave us the lead, he had to wrestle that ball away from two defenders back there in the end zone.
Well, that's what people don't understand necessarily. Camden's looks like a really nice kid, but he's kind of mean, and he can get in there and wrestle with anybody.
It's got to make you feel good, Joe, to hold on like this and pull out the win when the defense was giving up a lot of yardage on the run, but the defense stuck in there and stopped them when it mattered, and we got the touchdowns that we needed. There's a lot of pluses that we can take out of this game. Yeah, I know you're a head coach. You're going to look at some of the things that you need to clean up, but there's a lot of positive things to think about this game too.
Oh, yeah, and the biggest one I would take out of it is the kids' guts. You know, we're not that far removed 4 years ago, 5 years ago from laying down every time we got behind.
Yeah.
You know, and we have completely turned that corner from going 3-6 and 3-6 and learning how to win. And then last year, you know, making the playoff run, and the kids just in general have learned to win and have learned to close at the end of a game. I wish we could have done it last week, but, you know, we did this week, and that's what's important, and we'll move forward from here and try to get us another one next week.
Well, next week we've got another home game, and we've got another tough opponent. The Cesar Red Devils come to town. So what do you know about this team? Anything you know about him, Joe?
No, what I could tell you right now is we've not ever beat them. That frustrates me. Their coach, I believe, is one of the better cerebral coaches in the conference. He's a thinker and a good chess player, and I think he makes good in-game adjustments. And, you know, last year I felt like we should have got him, and we had him early in the season, and we weren't quite firing all cylinders yet.
Yeah, and some penalties hurt us, too, now.
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, yeah, they did. And that's what happens when you go on the road in the Black Diamond.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But, you know, this year I think, you know, I don't think they're as strong as they've been in the past, and I think we're on the rise, so it ought to be another whale of a game next week, probably be a nail-biter, and God willing, we'll get it.
Well, if a game like this isn't enough to bring out more Edwards County fans, nothing will.
Absolutely true. Yeah, you got to get out here and support us, just like those playoffs last year.
Well, Joe, congratulations on a great win here tonight for the Edwards County Lions and for your coaching staff. And appreciate you taking the time to come up here and talk to our listeners and our viewers. And we'll talk to you again next week after another Lions win.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Joe Rivers, head coach of the Edwards County Lions. After the Lions pull out the win here in the closing seconds of the ball game.
And that was head coach Joe Rivers of the Edwards County Lions. Again, the Lions got the win over Hamilton County in a thriller right there. Final score was 14-12. And again, Edwards County going to be hosting Cesar Valier next week. Now, Cesar actually defeated Carmi last night. But again, Lions 1-1 of the season. The Fairfield Mules are 2-0. Coming up here, we'll hear from Jane Best, the FCHS tennis coach. So you're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
Would you rather have a colonoscopy than shop for a new vehicle? If so, LeMond Chevrolet Chrysler can help. We don't have the largest inventory or occupy 20 acres, but we do have our 4G philosophy. Great products, great prices, great service, and a great team. LeMond is a small-town dealer that takes pride in customer satisfaction, honesty, transparency, competitive pricing, and a no-pressure experience. We don't expect you to pay more at LeMond, but we think you'll find us worth it. Give us a call at 618-842-4995. Check us out online at LeMondsOnline.com or stop by in person at 412 East Main Fairfield. You'll like the way we do business.
Join us at F&B in Wayne City on Friday, September 13th from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. or while supplies last for an appreciation day celebrating our Wayne City community. Come by for free lunch served by familiar faces at 100 North Main Street. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can get to them through links on our homepage at fnbcommunitybank.com. F&B, banking business life. Member FDIC.
You are listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning, and the fall sports season is in full swing, and one of the fall sports is girls tennis. Mark Turner, he spoke with Mules tennis coach Jane Best recently.
Talking with FCHS tennis coach Jane Best, and Jane, the season is already underway, and you guys are very young this year, but you've got good numbers.
Yes, we have 17 on the team. We have one senior, 9 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 3 freshmen.
Let's talk about that senior. She's been with you for a couple years.
Yes, this is her 3rd year. She came over from volleyball after her freshman year, and then she's been playing with us now for 3 years. And she actually, we played Centralia Tuesday night, and she was the only win on varsity.
And that person you're talking about is Lainey Milner, who is, I guess, your team captain this year, and really the veteran on the squad.
Yes, she is the team captain. And she has, like I said, been here with us for 3 years, and there have been some juniors, but she's actually the only senior. So,
let's talk about some of the other varsity members. Who else do you have on the varsity team?
Yeah, we have Brittany Titzer, who's a junior. We have Adriana Munoz, Kerrigan Harvey, Allie Hooper, Ella Thomas, Alexis Worthy. Those are the top 6, and they are all juniors on the team.
So far this year, you're playing some teams that are much larger and have facilities where they can practice year-round.
That is true, yes. Unfortunately, we do play, like tonight we're playing Newton. We played Centralia Tuesday. Next Tuesday we play Carbondale and then Mount Carmel on the following Thursday. So the teams we do play are a lot larger communities who have indoor facilities that can go all year-round.
Let's talk about goals for this season.
I am excited. I think with the new girls coming up, I have 5 that have never played before, 3 freshmen that never held a racket. But what I see of the juniors, I am seeing a lot more determination from them and a lot more discipline on the court. When they get out there, they're out there to win. And so I'm just seeing goals that last year we only had 1 match that we won through the whole season as far as the whole team match. And I'm really seeing those numbers going to jump this year, at least probably to 4 or 5 matches out of the season to win. We usually play about 18 to 20, which is the cap for IHSA.
Right. Jane, appreciate the visit. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate you talking to me.
And that was Jane Best, who is the Fairfield Community High School girls tennis, the Fairfield Community High School tennis coach. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning. We'd like to mention this real quick. I forgot to mention it earlier, but Camden Calgar was named the 2019 MVP in the Shriners game against Hamilton County for Edwards County, I should say. So, again, the MVP in the Shriners game against Hamilton County between Edwards County and Hamilton County was Camden Calgar. So congratulations to Camden on that. Coming up here, another interview here for you, Frontier Community College. They'll be starting their fall softball season today in Tennessee. As Mark Turner, he caught up with Bobcats coach Marty Slover. Marty Slover earlier this week. So that's coming up here on Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Assorted bone-in pork chops, $1.49 a pound. 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $3.99. Roma tomatoes are 99 cents a pound. And join them this weekend for their big weekend sale this Saturday and Sunday only. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store on West Main Street in Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Life keeps you busy. We make it a little easier. This is Jessica Sanders from the Fairfield Banking Company. Let us help simplify your day by enrolling you in internet banking with bill pay and mobile deposit. You can transfer funds, pay a bill, or deposit a check at your convenience without coming to the bank. It's as easy as point, click, and submit. Banking made easy at the Fairfield Banking Company. We're the hometown banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Time is 9:25. All right, so one more interview for you here as Frontier Community College, they start their fall softball season today in Tennessee. Mark Turner caught up with Bobcats coach Marty Slover earlier this week.
Frontier softball coach Marty Slover has joined us this morning. And Marty, you've got a busy fall season going today.
Yep, we do. We're leaving this Friday for Dyersburg, Tennessee, to play three games down there and get a chance to get on the dirt for the first time this year and see what our kids can do. First time they've been playing together, I should say. We've got a really strong freshman class coming in with a very strong sophomore class, so pretty excited about what we have to see down there.
Let's talk about some of the kids on the sophomore class.
Well, we've got some returning starters there. I've got, I don't want to leave anybody out, but we've got a couple of pitchers, Haley Hope and Sam Helms, coming back this year. Courtney York, who is a first baseman. Kyler Slover is a second baseman. We have Kirsten Greenberg in left field and Catherine Massey in the outfield. And Sadie Hobbs, I think it rounds out our remaining sophomore class that we have this year. She's a center fielder for us.
Got a pretty good freshman class coming in too.
Got a real good freshman class coming in. Those kids, we really have high expectations for both these classes back to back in here, but we've got a really, really good young group. We lost a lot last year. Obviously we lost our shortstop last year, but we were fortunate enough to sign a young lady to come in for us this year that we have really high hopes for. Her name is slipping right now. Her name, our shortstop from Benton, Illinois, is Lacey Jerkins, and she's coming in. We got high hopes for her. We got a third baseman, a couple of third basemen that we brought in. Emma Staples is going to catch some for us, and Julia Schmidt, who's nursing a twisted ankle right now. She hurt herself last night at practice. Third baseman for us, and then we have another first baseman, a pitcher, a catcher, Brooklyn Edwards. Allie Bowers is an outfielder for us, is a big bat. And then we have a very big bat behind the plate. We replaced losing Maddie Bartlett last year to graduation. We brought back Mackenzie Tabbert, who has a big bat for us behind the plate, probably hitting a 3-4 hole for us. And then we also have another pitcher from Evansville. Her name is Megan Humphreys, and she'll be with us next year. And I think I've covered all my kids. I want to make sure I didn't leave anybody out. But, yeah, we've got a really, really good class back-to-back. A roster of 14 really good student athletes, and we're excited about the season.
And of course, all of these kids are pretty much from the immediate area.
Pretty much so. We got one girl from Wayne County. The rest of the girls are from the Indiana area. We got one girl from Kentucky. We got one girl, Allie Bowers, is from Bryant, Arkansas. So. She's probably the farthest away. She's about 6.5 hours. And we're going to be down there playing in her neck of the woods. We went down there a few years ago and kind of stumbled on to her. And we go down there and play, and we'll scout a little bit while we're down there because the high school showcase going on at the same time in the other field across from us. So we'll get a chance to do that.
The fall season is not really your main season. It's usually the spring. But what do you look for in the fall from the kids?
Well, we look to primarily what we want to do. Our pitchers want to get innings, and we want to see what they can do. And we want to get at-bats for everybody to see what they can do. We just kind of get familiar with playing with each other. It's defensively, that's an adjustment because we go into it. I like to hit and run. I like to bunt. I like to use our speed. Last year we stole a lot of bases. We're going to run probably as much this year, probably more. Our team speed is really, really good. So just getting familiar with the kids, getting familiar with the style of play that we have here. Our sophomores know what's coming. They know the style, but the freshmen will be an adjustment for them, and they'll adjust. We've already had some scrimmages and worked on some things and talked about different strategies and things like that. So they know what's coming, and they're going to perform. They're going to do fine.
All right, Coach, appreciate it very much. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was Frontier Community College Bobcat softball coach Marty Slover as he chatted with Mark Turner earlier this week. We'd like to mention the schedule where Frontier is at here. Again, they're at Dyersburg, Tennessee. They just started play at 9:00 this morning as they'll be playing three games today. They're right now taking on Freed Hardeman University. At 11 a.m., they'll take on Southwest at Tennessee Community College. And then at 3 p.m., they'll take on Dyersburg State. Again, Lady Bobcats softball. Again, Dyersburg, Tennessee, that's where they're at right now. So they're down there in Tennessee today. Coming up here, we'll break down here what's going on in local sports here today, and also we'll take a look at the Major League Baseball standings. That's also coming up. We want to take a look at that as the season is getting closer and closer to wrapping up. I know it's Major League Baseball season wrapping up quick, so we'll take a gander at the NL Central standings as well as the other standings from around the league and that sort of thing. So keep listening here to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today at 445-2306 and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
Listen for the Frontier Community College Sports Instant Replay every weekday at 7:45 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. Each day we bring you a highlight from one of our sports broadcasts throughout the year. You don't want to miss it as we remember all those great plays. Frontier Community College Sports Instant Replay each weekday at 7:45 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. on WFIW 104.9, WFIWRadio.com.
Hi, this is Megan Berg with People's National Bank. Do you shop on multiple online websites? Are you tired of having to enter your card number and address for every online purchase? People's National Bank has a solution for you. Visa Checkout allows you to safely shop multiple websites and have multiple shipping addresses with just one username and password. It's simple, speedy, and a safe way to pay online. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Let's go ahead and take a look at that local sports schedule here for you as there's several things going on here. Let's start off with high school volleyball as Fairfield Community High School in Edwards County. They are at the Casey Westfield tournament today. That is a and looking at the teams, it's a good tournament here. Fairfield, they just started playing against Salt Fork at 9:30 this morning. They'll take on Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond at 11:30. And they'll also take on Newton at 1:30 in pool play at Roosevelt Junior High. Edwards County, they're taking on Hartsburg-Emden. If you don't know where Hartsburg-Emden is, they're located north of Lincoln. In fact, I had to do a Google map real quick of Hartsburg-Emden to see where they're located because I've heard of them. They have a 2.5-hour-long bus trip down to Casey. But anyway, they're going to be taking on Edwards County, taking them on right now, actually, at 9:30. Then Edwards County will take on the host, KZ Westville, at 10:30. Then Effingham, St. Anthony, and Pool play. The gold, silver, and bronze flight play begins at 2:30 this afternoon. High school tennis, Fairfield will be at the Robinson Tournament. High school football, one game of note, Centralia will take on Galesburg. College baseball action at noon today. The Frontier Bobcats baseball team, they're going to be at John A. Logan taking on the Volunteers. I talked about college softball a few minutes ago. Frontier going to be in Dyersburg at Tennessee right now. They're playing three games down there today. Junior high softball action, Center Street, Jasper Jeff. New Hope and Sisney will be at the Lady Mules Invitational at Southwest Park. Major League Baseball games on tap here at 5:10. The Cardinals will take on Pittsburgh on the road again. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9. Chicago Cubs will be in Milwaukee. The Chicago White Sox will take on the LA Angels. College football action. The Illini are on the road. They'll be taking on UConn. You can hear the game on WFI, WAM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Also, got Southern Illinois University at UMass and Eastern Illinois University will be taking on the Hoosiers of Indiana on the road. We'd like to mention the Major League Baseball standings here as the season is winding up. In case you're wondering, the National League and the NL Central, the Cardinals have a 2.5-game lead over the Chicago Cubs. In third place are the Milwaukee Brewers, 6.5 games back. Over in the West, the LA Dodgers with a commanding lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks, 17 games ahead of them. And the National League over in the East, the Atlanta Braves, they lead the Washington Nationals by 9 games. Taking a look here, the American League in the East, the New York Yankees have an 8.5 game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays. In the Central and the AL Central, that's the closest race right now, actually. If you had to look at the American League as a whole, Minnesota, they lead the Cleveland Indians by 5.5 games. And then over in the West, the Houston Astros, they lead Oakland by 9.5 games. In terms of the wild card, that's another thing we got to look at, too. For the National League, Washington and Chicago are first and second in that one. The Arizona Diamondbacks are 2.5 games back behind the Cubs. In terms of the American League, Tampa Bay and Oakland are 1-2. But the Indians are just a half game back behind Oakland. So let's look at the Major League Baseball standings for both, not just the standings for like the teams, you know, regular season-wise, but also for the wild card. That about wraps up here for Sports Talk here on this Saturday morning. And we'd like to thank our sponsors here for sponsoring Sports Talk. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Banking Company, Vaughn's Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank. We'd like to mention that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted and can be listened once it is uploaded for your listening pleasure. If you happen to miss out on this morning's edition of Sports Talk, it will be archived on our website at WFINWRadio.com. All you have to do is, again, go to our website, click on Bios, and then click on Sports Talk. You can listen to last week's episode as well as past episodes as well. Well, that wraps it up here for Sports Talk on this Saturday. Have a great weekend. Be safe. I'm Derek Dunn. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Vaughn's Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.